Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special episode of Turning Towards Life. This is Lizzie and Justin, as usual, here. And this episode of the Turning Towards Life podcast, we're going to be talking about our professional coaching program that we run yearly. And we are taking a source, as we normally do, but taking a source that is written by two people for whom this program is in the depth of their hearts, and they've written about it in a very beautiful way. So we're still going to have our source and read to one another and see what comes. And we want to tell you, we want to share with you the heart of this year-long program that we run, which is very, very central to both my and to Justin's life. And we're going to see where we go. As usual, it's unrehearsed. We haven't worked out what we're going to say. We're going to share from our live and available hearts in this way that we normally do, and see where the conversation goes. And then if there are things that you want to follow up on, you know how to email us by now, hopefully, which is hello@turningtowards.life, and you can reach us and find out more if you want to. And of course, we have our wonderful website, wearethirdspace.org, where you can find out all kinds of information, and including about the professional coaching program that we're going to be running this year and every year, as we have done for the last, how many years, Justin?
15.
15 years. We've been doing it for 15 years. So welcome to you. And even if you're not interested in this program and you listen to us and there's just no way that you're going to be wanting to sign up for a year-long program, this is also going to be a really cool conversation. So don't go away. Stay with us, because it will also mean something even if you're not going to come. So please stay and hear and be with us and reach out with any wonderings that you have, which is always our invitation, is to be in touch with us. We love, love, love hearing from you. Good morning, Justin, and thank you for this wonderful source and special episode of Turning Towards Life.
Thanks, Lizzie. Hello, everyone. Yeah, it's a lovely thing to do, actually, Lizzie, for you and I to talk about something that's in our shared world that we care about so much, and to do what we can to bring it to life. And I suppose we're talking about it now because the professional coaching course that's run by Third Space, and is, of course, you'll know all of this, Lizzie, and is part of a global network of places in the world, in South Africa and Canada and the United States and here in the UK, to bring a body of work, of a kind of coaching to the world that's very profound and life-giving and developmental for us and for our clients, for the people we work with. I know how central this has been in your life and my life, Lizzie. So talking about it together actually is a way of continuing this very long conversation we've been in that regard. But also because the one that we run at Third Space, which is gave birth to Turning Towards Life, begins in the summer every year, June or late June or early July every year. And so it's great to talk about it, because we know that there may be people who are interested in it because it's a path they think they might want to follow in their life, or because they've been inspired by the kind of conversation that we've been having over years here. Or maybe if you're listening, maybe you know somebody who you think this would really meet them in some way. And so, of course, we always want to find ways to talk about it. So this source, which you will find in all the ordinary places, in our email, which you can sign up for at the turningtowards.life website, and you get it, the emails with the sources every week into your inbox, on our Facebook group and on Instagram and at turningtowards.life and in the show notes. This source is taken from a wonderful article that was written by two of our friends, James Flaherty and Amiel Handelsman, who also have been involved in teaching and leading this program, and who wrote a kind of invitation and explanation of what this program is, what makes it special, and what's very distinctive about it, called Integrating Compassion, Rigor, and Creative Design, I think is the title of the article they wrote. And we'll post a link to the whole article also in all of those places, so you can download and read the whole thing. And the part that we've chosen goes like this. Every so often in life, we pause and make note of the person we have become. and the one we are becoming. Sometimes this reflection is prompted by professional circumstances like a promotion or a performance review or a job change or a firing. Just as often, it emerges from the rest of life, as through an illness, death, or the beginning or ending of a relationship. Whatever the origin, these experiences can feel like an opportunity or a burden, a chance to develop, or a painful lesson, and often both. How we make sense of these experiences often determines what action we take, and this, of course, influences our competence and fulfillment in life. Wouldn't it be wonderful in these moments to have someone by our side to ask skillful questions, listen deeply, be fully present with who we are and what we say, point out our blind spots, and custom design practices to help us move forward? And wouldn't it be marvellous too to be this person for others? The professional coaching course, the PCC, exists in large part due to the primacy of these questions for ourselves and the people we serve. Integral development coaching is what happens when two people develop a professional relationship that's grounded in mutual trust and respect, directed towards a set of clear outcomes, guided by presence, and informed by broad models about what it means to be a human being. It's a methodology, it's an integration project. It's a moment when you feel deeply connected to yourself and others with a deep acceptance of everything, and you take practical steps to move forward in life. It's both simpler and more complex than it sounds.
Thank you, Justin. Every so often in life, we pause and we make note of the person we have become and the one we're becoming. Sometimes this reflection is prompted by professional circumstances like a promotion, performance review, job change, or firing. Just as often it emerges from the rest of life, as through an illness, death, or the beginning or ending of a relationship. Whatever the origin, these experiences can feel like an opportunity or a burden, a chance to develop or a painful lesson, and often both. How we make sense of these experiences often determines what actions we take. And this, of course, influences our competence and fulfillment in life. Wouldn't it be wonderful in these moments to have someone by our side, to ask skillful questions, listen deeply, be fully present, and who we are, with who we are and what we say, point out our blind spots and custom design practices to help us move forward? And wouldn't it be marvellous, too, to be this person for others? The professional coaching course, which is also called the PCC, exists in large part due to the primacy of these questions for ourselves and the people we serve. Integral development coaching is what happens when two people develop a professional relationship that is grounded in mutual trust and respect, directed towards a set of clear outcomes guided by presence and informed by broad models about what it means to be a human being. It's a methodology. It's an integration project. It's a moment when you feel deeply connected to yourself and others with a deep acceptance of everything, and you take practical steps to move forward in life. It is both simpler and more complex than it sounds.
Thanks, Lizzie. Well, I think I find myself wanting to talk and respond to this first paragraph. The practical details of the PCC, you know, that it takes a year, that it's online, that it has people from all over the world, that is spread over four sessions during the year and all of that. Maybe we'll come to some of those things. But the primary thing here that I find is the reason, Lizzie, why I realize why I practice this and why I want to teach this and have done alongside you for such a long time and others in Third Space. Is this first sentence. Every so often in life, because of all the things that it says in this was all the things that might happen to us, we pause and we make note of the person we've become and who we are becoming. And I've been thinking a lot about how excellent it is that in our ordinary everyday life, most of the time, what happens is we we live in a kind of familiarity. Like, I know who I am enough. I get up in the morning and I see my clothes and my things, and I don't have to work very hard to remember who I am. And I get up and I get moved through my day in familiar ways. And the ways that I move through my day and the things I think about and feel and who I relate to are all part of who I am and keeping me the same way. And then now and again, something will come along as an interruption. Actually, quite often things come along as an interruption where something changes so that my ordinariness, my ordinary way of being familiar, doesn't make the same kind of sense anymore. And I know for me, it's been very often, I think this is true of many people, but this is a particular version for me, when those interruptions come along, it has been quite easy for me, like a job or a role ending, or getting ill, or someone I love being in peril or dying, or it's quite easy at those moments to sort of to try to double down, to not feel those things and not really look at them, but to sort of double down on keeping life exactly as it is. Often, you know, there might be parts of me that feel afraid or feel ashamed that I don't know what to do. But what I've really come to understand is that those openings are like doorways if we choose to take them. That instead of doubling down on life as it is, they are actually extraordinary opportunities to open our hearts and our minds and our, and also our sort of bodily sensing of the world, and to shift the way that we live in a way that can open up possibilities that we hadn't yet encountered. Like who might I be in this that brings forward my courage or my tenderness or my love or my creativity? Or and actually, James and Amiel didn't write this at this moment in the world where so much seems to be up in the air, but it seems to me that in many places in the world, we're in big openings. Partly might be what's happening in our personal lives, but maybe what's happening in the sort of the global life. And when I've had the skills to turn into those openings creatively, very, very much has happened. Many things in life have changed that are life-giving, not always easy by any means, but life-giving. And I have always been helped by having people around me who are skilled at doing that. And that's what's so exciting to me is that sensitivity, that capacity to turn into the openings in our own life is something we can learn for ourselves. And it's also something we can learn to help other people learn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really exciting about the PCC, is that what I know about it is that it is a way of learning how to help other people learn, which is really different to problem solving or something. You know, Lizzie, I'm going to sort your life out. No, I'm going to dedicate myself to being someone who can help you to learn right in the midst of whatever opening is happening in your life. And here's the thing that I mean, I really do get quite unreasonably excited about this, is that in order to do that for other people, we have to learn to do it for ourselves. And that's one of the great gifts of learning to coach in this way, is that first we dedicate ourselves to learning how to learn from our own lives, and then second we take that skillfulness to help other people learn in their lives. And I think it really matters in a world that has taught many of us not to be learners, actually, but to be sort of performers, be good at everything, be to hold it together, which is not really learning at all. So what a joy it is every year to gather with a group of up to 18 people and to consider this, to learn from the very rich seams of our own lives and then learn how to be skillful with others over the course of a whole year.
Mm. It's so opening for me to hear you talking like this, Justin. And so many things are flooding in to my imagination about what's happened in my life and how the PCC for me is a huge big, you know, this is called turning towards life. And in a way, this program is how to be a person who can continually turn towards life. And I was thinking of the kind of the practicality of that. And the one of the pieces of practicality is, in my experience, is to be in community and to turn towards things with one another is a very kind of different way to turn towards things as they happen. I know that I have felt deeply strengthened, I don't even know if that's a word, made strong by being with others when things are really, really falling apart. In my current understanding of life that I'm in at that point when it looks like this is terrible, this is devastation, this is awful, I don't know what to do. And in community, something wholly different has happened. And now I know it's there. It's like things inherently are still, I think, as scary as they ever were. And yet there's this other added element of my understanding of my own capacity in community that is resourced and has access to a creative response to what's happening rather than, as you say, doubling down and trying to pretend it's not happening or something. So I'm feeling very grateful, actually, like as you talk, like the biggest thing that's coming up in me is gratitude for having a way of being in life that enables me to turn towards what's happening and enables me to feel the creativity of others. And also my own creativity gets to come forth too, because when I'm in a spacious conversation and I'm listened to and I'm heard and I'm received in all of my difficulty, and there's a response, it's an invitation for both me and the other person or the other people even to really attend to my life with wisdom and compassion and actually holding something really tenderly and properly. And I think it's really, really difficult to do that unless we're in relationship and in community a lot of the time. So I'm feeling a real gratitude for the kind of the container or the set of boundaries, I guess, that the PCC is and who's in there, that my life can be tended to in this very particular way that is our integral way, our inclusive way, our turning towards our lives so that we, as this passage says that James and Amiel have so beautifully written, that we can accept in a really deep way what's here. And I think part of acceptance is saying hello and welcoming and being with and learning what it means in our bodies to be with something. You know, I think such a big part of the journey for me is noticing still every day where my body would have me run or deny or shame or move away in some way or kind of constrict or try and fix something, and how to have practices that open me up to staying and not moving away, and to be a person who practices staying present to myself and my feelings and my sensations so that they don't have to run me in the habitual way that they would have done, feels like gold, you know. And it's reminding me, Justin, and we've spoken about this a few times before, of, you know, being the person who doesn't cross the road when I know that someone's husband's just died, but actually going and saying hello and how are you today, and getting over the part of me that's like, I don't know what to say, it's too big, they might not want to see me, da, 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 da. But actually stepping in and knowing that connection is possible in spite of all of my nerves or all of my worries or all of my anxiety or all of my anything that gets in the way of connection is something I can be conscious of and I can hold, and I can make decisions. Like you said, different things happen when I become aware of my own patterns, and I don't believe them as having to drive this bus. I can say, ah, there's my feeling of wanting to run. Is that what I want? Or do I want something different? What kind of life am I? Like this question of who am I becoming? Am I becoming someone who can turn towards things and stay present and take some moments before my habitual self gets to take control of everything? can I take a moment and can I make decisions based on what my heart truly wants and means in the world and in line with who I want to become, who I intend to become? And I think that's, for me, the heart of the preciousness of the PCC, is that we get to go on that journey as the PCC, as our individual selves. And then we get to be creative with others in those particular situations, as you say, where there are these big interruptions. And we can, because we've been with ourselves, we can be with it in others, with others in that very meaningful and important way, where whatever that breakdown is, whatever that interruption is, whatever that thing is that's come along to have us wake up, almost to have us be different in some way, we can actually be in it together. And that feels to me like it's the thing that matters the most.
It's very good to hear you talk about the power of community, of learning together. I think that's often where many of us learn our best, and it's one of the design principles of the PCC, is that we do a whole year together in a group of learning, and so much happens because of all of the different interactions between people who are leading and teaching the PCC, people who are participants, students in the PCC, what happens in all the various different one-to-one and small group and large group conversations over the year. And thinking, like you said, how you could think about the PCC as a year-long program in everything that we've been talking about for 7.5 years here on Turning Towards Life. It's great language, which is our, very often our habitual patterns, our familiar way of being, works out very, very well in our lives until we're called to turn towards something that we haven't turned towards before. Some new opening happens, some new big interruption happens. And then if we carry on with our habits, we're likely to trying to be getting the world back to its original configuration again, which isn't always a great idea, isn't always very life-giving, and doesn't meet the moment. And what you've been saying is, can we learn to turn towards our life as it is at that point? And that's, there's this point in this source where James and Amy are saying, how we make sense of what happens, how we make sense of our experiences often determines what actions we take. And that then determines how competent we'll be in our lives and how fulfilled we'll be in our lives. So can we learn to have a story, an explanation, an understanding that's big enough to include this new thing that's happened? Somebody died, I got a promotion, I won the lottery, I lost my job, our relationship broke down. And the PCC itself, for everyone who joins it, is a wonderful, it's a really powerful opportunity to ask questions about what the stories I'm living. And what's the way I make sense of my own life? And in doing so, then to be skillful at bringing new possibilities for making sense, new stories, new sources for making sense to the lives of others. And actually, I suppose what we've been doing with Turning Towards Life over all this time is in bringing sources, bringing possible interpretations about how we might live, how we might make sense of our lives. But I'm also really struck by what you said about turning towards, that in order to turn towards, we have to learn to really look at our lives, to take them in and not to sort of avert our gaze. We have to develop to strengthen ourselves and open our hearts and our love and our courage and our aliveness to be able to look at our lives and a sort of agree to our lives as they are. Doesn't mean leaving them the same, but go, yeah, this is where I am professionally, personally, relationally, spiritually. So that for many of us is quite a big endeavor to really look. And then looking isn't enough, because then when we start to see afresh, we might not yet have the skills to live in this new world that we're seeing. Oh, now I'm going to need to learn how to really say what's true here in order to live in this new place, or I'm going to need to learn how to really listen to people in a new way, or I'm going to have to learn how to bring my creativity that I've never brought before because I've always been trying to look good and perform. And I think that there's a there's a practical question for many of us in our lives. How on earth do I do that? And that's also what's exciting about the PCC for me is that a big part of the dedication is to learn how to be someone who can make creative offers and invitations into someone's life about how they might become, take up practices, new ways of becoming skillful to help them move forward. So that's an exciting thing to do in and of itself.
Yeah.
But again, the thing that I suppose I feel myself wanting to say about this program is that in order to learn how to do that for other people, we first have to learn how to do it for ourselves. So it's a year of learning how to take up new kinds of practice that might shift us emotionally, might give us new intellectual skills that we didn't have, might hone our way of being in relationship in new ways, might give us more contact with our own bodies, might connect us up to the bigger purposes for which we live. And so the PCC, one of the great delights about its design is it typically does for everybody who's in it and for those of us who lead it and teach it every year. It does the work on us that we then do with other people. So I know by teaching it every year, my capacity to listen, creatively respond to other people and turn towards my own life is deepened every year, which is a big part of what makes it worthwhile. And I see that happening for people who are with us. I think it's really important now in the world where the world seems very complex and moving, very, very changing, very fast, that we don't go to sleep, that we don't just, button down on our, I just won't look at anything. I really want me and the people I work with and people I meet and our students and the people they work with as they become coaches to be able to sort of be wide-eyed in the world, but also not only to have stories of fear and confusion, but also to be able to say, okay, here I am for the sake of my own life and for the sake of service to other people. Here I am willing to bring myself and offer myself and not run away.
I'm feeling the tenderness of that, Justin, and again, this kind of feeling of being together and how crucial it feels to me. It's such a thing to be wide-eyed. It's such a big thing to hold what's happening in the world, in our gaze even, for a few minutes. And for us to be part of something as well. And I think one of the big pieces of the year-long situation and then what happens beyond that is that for me, the PCC meets this longing to belong. You know, it's so hard, I think, to find spaces where true belonging feels real and meaningful. And I know that that's a place in people's hearts that the PCC really does hold. You know, we have enough graduates now. We have enough people who've been through the program, including you and I, who really feel like a place of home got made, literally feeling like people say it all the time, of coming home or feeling at home. And feeling like they belong somewhere. And when we belong, we can do things that feel hard because we don't feel alone anymore. And I think that feeling of belonging and also finding a way to feel some power, to feel like I can contribute. I don't have to sit here feeling all these feelings and not do anything. That also feels to me like it gets very richly addressed in the PCC as well. So for us to have a place that brings a sense of belonging, cultivates a meaningful way of making a contribution and enables us to feel our own power, like what we can do, rather than feeling like a lot of the time that we don't have anything we can do. It's a very different orientation to life. And I think when we include others in our learning, we get to feel that really human thing of I made a difference. I did something that is meaningful in service of another human being. And I think that matters really practically in the human heart of, I did something today that meant something to someone, that moved somebody, that enabled something, that was a creative response to something, that included me not turning away, and that really served someone. And I think when I think of the PCC and what kind of world gets made as we flow through it each year, and all of the people who come are impacted, and all the people that they work with are impacted, and all their families are impacted, it really matters that that's what our part is, our small part is. It really matters that we find a way of being powerful in the world and of moving through the world where we feel all those things. And we're supported to do that. We're supported to feel that way and to be that way and to act that way in the world, which is to be of service to other people.
Well, that's a wonderful place for us to end what could be a very, very big conversation. As I know you and I could talk about this for hours, but what we've wanted to do is to see if we could give enough of a flavour of the heart of this, so that for anybody who's, any of you who are with us, if you are interested or you think you know somebody else might be interested, you can go and have a look at the practical details and you can talk to us. We'd be really happy to talk to you and put you in contact with other people in the faculty of people who lead this program every year. I really love this idea, Lizzie, that you just articulated, that really what this kind of coaching is for everyone to find their own capacity and power to bring themselves in service to the world, wherever they are. So we don't turn away and we find ourselves deeply enmeshed in our lives and enlivened by our lives, and then able to be up to things right where we are, where we get to bring ourselves. That's what we long for. And that's why there are people who have learnt this, who work in all kinds of different settings with parents and in corporate leadership and in organization development and with artists and with, you know, the places in the world to bring the question about how do we take up our proper size, how do we take up our full size and then learn to skillfully bring ourselves to the world without turning away in service and contribute the unique thing we have to contribute that we might not otherwise bring. That's the sort of the guiding question here. And it feels very good to be, I'm very excited again at the prospect mm-hmm. of another year of this unfolding, another group of people coming into taking up this question wholeheartedly, learning some real practical skills, but also asking this question of their own lives and in service of all the people that they'll coach, and us doing that the same too as well. So, it's time for us to end. If you're listening and would like to find out more, we are thirdspace.org. You can look for the professional coaching course there. You can email Lizzie and I, you and I, Lizzie, at hello@turningtowards.life. And thanks for staying with us for this conversation that I think probably most people can hear. We really feel deeply moved by and really excited about. The PCC this year begins early summer, as it does every year, and we'll really look forward to hearing from you if you're interested, and or if you've got questions or just want to talk to us about it. And we will be back, all being well, as we usually are, next weekend for another source in our 300, coming up to 400 sources, and we'll see you then. Bye, everyone.
Everyone.